German propaganda newsreels insist on showing repeated close-ups of their faces. The official instructions are to portray the degeneration of the French, who are forced to go to war with their slaves from their colonies. The original German commentary is revealing.
Vor wenigen Tagen noch erklärte Chamberlain einem Amerikaner gegenüber, dass England und seine Verbündeten sich als Treuhänder der Zivilisation im Kampfe gegen mittelalterliche Barbarei fühlen. Das sind also die Treuhänder der Kultur.
3,000 African soldiers and officers from the French army will be shot and killed after they're captured. After 7 years of Nazi indoctrination, racism is rampant among the German soldiers. Three dates will now be decisive in determining France's fate. On the 16th of June 1940, Renault is outmaneuvered by the Council of Ministers in Bordeaux, and he resigns. As his successor, Philippe Pétain is appointed to head the French government. Place de la Bastille. Those who've remained in Paris listen to Marshal Pétain. The war hero of Verdun announces that he is seeking an armistice.
Français, j'ai demandé à nos adversaires de mettre fin aux hostilités. J'ai pris cette décision dure au cœur d'un soldat, parce que la situation militaire l'imposait.
Marshal Pétain. The German radio translates this speech, announcing France's capitulation. Some French people are able to pick up the BBC. General de Gaulle has arrived in London. On the 18th of June, he denounces the armistice. A few days later, he records a new speech.
Croyons que l'honneur des Français consiste à continuer la guerre aux côtés de leurs alliés.
Hitler receives a telegram of congratulations from Moscow.